The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will have life forever. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rock ground, where he had little soil. He sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for the lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, or 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached Jesus and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even all he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables. Because they look out to see and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look out, but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Even I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but do not see it. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear it in the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on the rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receive it at once with joy. But it has no roots and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation, the persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choked the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. Go indeed, bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit down.
So,
so wonderful. Jesus expects that we understand his word. How much we understand, it depends on how open our heart is. Listen with open heart. Pray with open heart. This is the message of Our Lady of Medjugorje. Open heart means let the Holy Spirit inside you. We have so many things, worries, thoughts, anxieties. If it occupies us, our hearts cannot be open. I think the first thing, have an open heart, means you have to trust the love of God, first of all. You doubt what's happening in your life. There's no trust. Many people say, how can I trust so many things, negative things happen in my life? I'm not rich, opportunities so less. No way is the blessing from the Lord. But we forgot, we follow Jesus with our own cross, not that with others. Sometimes our love is too much. Love the crosses for others, so you cannot bear. Each one of us, when you have the cross, we have the sufficient grace to carry our own cross, not the cross of the others. Neither of your children, of your husband. They have the sufficient grace to carry their own cross. Many times we're much about others than yourself. You think this is love. To love, it doesn't mean you carry the cross of others. Pray for them. Give a helping hand, it's okay. But do not worry. Because worry makes you heavier. Psychologically or physically, we don't have all the strength to carry all things. We have only the grace to carry our own cross, our health, our suffering. We have enough grace. You can do it. If the other person is seeing you, they cannot. The same way, if you're seeing the cross of others, you cannot. Don't think the whole world is full of crosses. At the back of the crosses, there is the resurrection, new life. Believe that. Even you are sick, you are still healthy in the face of the Lord. Because you have trust. You have the joy. Joy of being together with Christ. You know, each path, each step you walk, following Jesus, you are one with the Lord. Or in a certain sense, Jesus expects you to share something of his suffering so that we together offer ourselves for the salvation of others. Your life is not only for you, for yourself. Your life is for each one of others. But you don't have to carry the others' crosses. You just stay with Jesus. If Jesus gives you this cross, bear it for the sake of others. That would be okay. You have the sufficient grace. And believe always, at the back of every crosses, there is the grace. There is a blessing. I remember when I was seminarian, at times, I kind of depression. I suffer. because worrying about studies, about weak health, it's a seminarian. You want to become a priest someday. But the more you seek for what you want to, but you don't leave the present moment. That's my point. I did not leave well the present moment in the seminary. That's why I got depression. Until one day I find out the real remedy is put down whatever anxieties are and try to live every present moment. No matter that moment is with people or doing my study, just one thing, the will of God that I be studying or be with the other person, and try to put aside the anxieties of my studies, anxiety of the future, whether I can be a priest. It helps. Slowly, slowly, I can come up. I can enjoy life. In the past, when in seminary, some years, so hard. Even go to see the doctor, they have no symptom of your sickness. You have no fever. They cannot see your heart, your brain, they cannot see it. If something wrong, they can scan it, but it's not. It's something, the behavior itself, even the doctor cannot get it. But only through the gospel, in Medjugorje last month, I was in Medjugorje, one of the priests in homily, he says, if each person knows how to live the gospel well, there's no need of any psychologists or social workers to give you consolation. The way is from the gospel itself. The gospel is so clear that Jesus wants us to live every present moment. One of the parables he mentioned, there's a man that he has harvesting very well, and they say, okay, tomorrow I will build a barn and keep all things. I can rest the next year. What Jesus made the comment, stupid fellow, tonight the Lord will call you back to him, and you say tomorrow get a big house. Jesus said, stupid. At times we are quite stupid. We prepare so many things and so anxious to get all things we need, but we forget to love intensely the present moment. You forget a person next to you. You forget about to do well everything that you have to do that present moment. You waste your energy. You waste your time. That means you lose the grace. That's not an open heart. Open heart is trust in the blessing of the Lord. Still, you have to suffer. But in suffering, tell yourself, you are one with the Lord. The Lord just wants you to share part of his passion, either physical or spiritual, anything. Jesus invites us to be with him. So live every present moment, believing God is with you, and trust that you will have the freedom. And then, day by day, you will grow stronger. Your heart is more open. Because your heart is open to the will of God every present moment. The will of God cannot exist in the past. It never come back. In the future, not necessary, to belong to us. It's more important now. The will of God is open to you. at this moment, listen, I speak with heart, one mind, one heart, to listen, to speak. And that's a unity. With this unity, that's a presence of the Lord. Remember, he promised, but two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So beautiful. But you forgot about this. So, once again, Jesus invites us to have an open heart. That means live well every present moment. When you pray, pray with heart. When you cook, cook with heart. Don't just cook and watch your mobile phone. That's not love. Love is put aside the other things. Do well what you're doing. So ask the Lord, give us the strength to live well, to do well everything that we're supposed to do, because only then we are doing the will of God, and only the will of God that we are saved, that we live with real joy. Nothing preoccupies you. Everything is perfect in the Father's will. You see, Jesus, all the time, when you think about some problems in the future, he said once, no, Father, can you lift this cup away from me? But he continued, it's not my will, but thy will be done. On the cross, he suffered so much. He cried out through the Psalm 22, Lord, God, God, why have you forsaken me? But still at the end, he says, Lord, I commend my spirit to you. Open my heart to you. Try to do so. Follow Jesus' way. Always the Father, the will of the God the Father. And step by step, with purity, sincerity, humility, so we can share the life of Christ in us.